Sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Penhalley.
Okay, and it's not just me today. I'm also joined by the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Thank you.
I got to put some claps in here.
Oh, okay.
I'll do that because that's what usually happens. Oh. I also should have had more of an intro there, but we're not
that's fine.
That's
fine, no.
Let me just say it again. Also, it's the woman who's really tired but is still doing the podcast, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Clap.
That's what the claps are. Okay. Well, it's nice to have you here, Molly.
Very nice to be here, Joe.
This is going to have a little different tone than the other Sports Dump host, although you are an official Sports Dump host.
Thank you.
Welcome to do this at any time.
Thanks. Who's the other one? Nooch? Okay. Well, I haven't seen him here in a while.
No, he's MIA. He's actually on a road trip across the country with Brian Jack.
So he's IA, but he's not M.
Yes, he's IA, but not M. That's the name of his autobiography.
All right.
IA, but not M.
Okay.
And he did that coincidentally. It didn't mean what we were saying.
Mm.
It's just random.
I believe that.
He's going across the country with Brian Jack, who's a Sports Dump correspondent.
Right.
Of course, that's the website of which we're all a part, including you listeners, probably. And Brian Nooch and I think I've mentioned this before, we did a podcast a couple times. We tried to do one a couple years ago, actually. It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to record it three times. We tried to record it at Brian's house.
Yeah.
All three times, something horrible happened to the recording.
What?
And these are digital recordings. Like, no sound check, so it wasn't recording.
Oh, that's
recording.
Not horrible.
No.
Nooch, I thought you meant, like, exploded on a...
Oh, no. But, like, that rendered it impossible.
Can you believe this upstairs right now?
Let's hold the mics up. Of course it stops. We are underneath some table moving, like, generally always.
And screaming.
It's amazing. I hope that registered.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's...
Okay.
That's some good screaming. Anyway, those are our upstairs neighbors. Screaming and a stomping all the time. But we've got some sports stuff to talk about, Molly.
Okay.
But this, you know, this is still the sports widow version of this. So
we've been bought by sports.
We have.
Dump.
We've been absorbed.
Yeah.
Bought's not appropriate because there's no money involved anyway.
Right.
But some news today, some sports news that maybe you might have opinion on.
Sports news.
And Molly, by the way, if you didn't know, is the voice of the Sports Dump.
Thank you.
Intro music.
Yeah, I'll do any intro music. If you've got an intro music job, please email me here.
Yep. Robotic music lady. We do have, I think, the Sports Dump at Gmail is our email address.
All right,
well,
there you go.
So email us questions or whatever.
Yeah.
Or our Twitter page, Sports Dump. We still have the Sports Widow podcast site up too, so that's for you to do your sports takes on.
Me too.
I'll do mine.
All right.
So in the real sports world, we have some local sports local to us, and then we have just some national sports. Do you know who Rick Pitino is, Molly?
Yes, he's a coach.
He is a coach.
Louisville basketball.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Former coach, actually, at this point.
Oh, did he get fired?
Well, he got suspended without pay. In preparation to be fired.
Wow, okay.
So, do you know who Michael Corleone is?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's how our daughter says yes sometimes when you ask if she has poop in her pants.
A while back, not recently.
No, she wouldn't say that recently. She'd say nothing. Yeah. And you'd find out later. Anyway, so... Rick Pitino is as close as a college basketball coach has ever gotten to being Michael Corleone, probably.
Okay.
Maybe Dave Bliss, who covered up a murder on his team by blaming one guy for dealing drugs to the other guy or something.
What team was that?
Baylor basketball. Oh. No, not a surprise. And strangely, possibly not the worst scandal in their sports history.
Right.
Unbelievable. Hard to say. Either way,
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What was I talking about?
Patino.
Yeah. He is like Michael Corleone.
Okay.
And he does a lot of shady stuff, and he's finally gotten caught, and it's all over for
this
him.
Is the FBI investigation,
FBI
right?
FBI investigation.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
So apparently his school arranged to have Adidas, or Adidas, as they're known in Europe, to have them pay a recruit $100,000 to come to his school.
Is it really known as Adidas in Europe?
In Holland it is.
Oh.
I can only speak for Holland because I've heard every sporting good mentioned in that. It's just a thing. It's a fetish of mine to hear sporting goods names.
That is weird.
It is weird. That's not true anyway. But the Adidas is true, the pronunciation. Anyway, so he's kind of like a kind of a mobster guy.
Hmm.
His past scandals include being extorted by a woman who he had, by his own admission, hasty sex with on a table in a back room at an Italian restaurant.
Oh, God.
He then gave her money, I believe, for an abortion, and then she tried to extort him, and then it got exposed.
Who was the coach who got in that like motorcycle accident and was
Bobby
having a
Petrino?
It's like Petrino, Paterno, Patino, all of these.
Oh my God. Paterno, Patrino,
Patino.
Oh my God. Let's call them all. Oh, that's amazing. That's great, Maul. You got to we'll tweet that out.
Okay, we'll tweet it out.
Paterno, Patino,
Patrino.
Let's call them all scumbags. Nice.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That's an unfortunate habit of having seen Moana a dozen times.
At least.
At least.
But also it's practice because Joe is going to be the character Maui from Moana for Halloween.
I am going to be the character Maui for Halloween. Okay. And Molly is going to be the chicken.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. My mom is working on, I did a brainstorming session with my mother the other day on how to make Molly's costume. I think we've stumbled upon something. I'll just say one thing. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Great.
And heavy.
Great.
that was kind of your Hillary laugh for a second there.
That's my laugh.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, and our daughter is going to be, of course, Moana.
Yeah.
And my mother is making her costume. My mother's made a lot of these costumes for these kids here for Halloween.
Yeah.
And a couple days ago, what did she say to us, our daughter?
We were talking about Moana and her costume, and she said, actually, about that, I want to be from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And
is
we said,
Ariel?
No, Aria. I don't know if she knew her name.
Right.
That's why I
want to be The Little Mermaid.
And we so like, we said, no.
Nope. So not, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. We don't even have that movie, do we?
No.
Maybe for Christmas.
Okay.
All right. So that I don't think we can top that little chant you came up with about those guys. So let's just move on from that.
All right.
Also, we are on the clock a little bit because we are racing against the
landscapers
and their wind machines, as I like to call them.
They just come charging in here.
They do.
They look like Ghostbusters, and they're very loud. What?
So are the Ghostbusters. Maybe they are the Ghostbusters.
Oh, God. Every Tuesday, we get a ghost busting.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
If it's a ghost busting. That would be awesome. So what was the other sports stuff? Oh, yeah.
Call Cable.
Yeah, that's my chore list.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done that yet. Mm. Got to do it. So I don't know if you know this, Molly, but they may have found a way to discover CTE in the living.
How, Joe?
Some genetic thing.
Oh. What?
Like some way they can read, you know, the human genome or something.
You just flung sweat at me.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Gross. You've got your rag there.
Okay.
Why don't you?
Oh, not in front of the podcast. Oh, my goodness. Oh, 9:30, huh? That's the part in the podcast I'm really going to advertise. Are you trying to wrap this up?
No, go on with what you were saying.
There's some scientific testing where they can now find it, perhaps. They found a marker.
Oh, okay.
Is what
but
I'm
that
saying.
Would mean it was genetic. It's
no,
not
no, no,
genetic.
Well, they found a marker like in some in
something
a scan
else.
Or
okay.
something.
Oh, well, that's good. And you lock all those guys up?
Well,
keep
no.
them from killing people?
No, because, I mean, I read a headline. But wow. I got the gist of the article. But saying how simple it is to just blame Aaron Hernandez's stuff on CTE, there's more to that, because there's guys who've had just as much CTE as him and have not killed people.
Well, it affects different people differently.
Certainly. But his and there's a combination of things. But to just say it's the one thing, I think, is jumping the gun. But certainly, you can't. I would just as well not deny it had some part to play.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why are you so sweaty?
I don't know. I think the window got closed. And
Do you want me to open it?
No. Okay. Stop talking about my sweating.
Well, it's off-putting.
We're not even doing video.
Take your hat off. You'd be cooler.
Okay. You know, in doing episodes of this show, you have exposed my bad breath, and now you're pointing out my profuse sweating. I think it's when my ADD medicine wears off, I think I start to sweat.
And you put the, you like wipe it off and then put the Kleenex on the table.
Come on. Nooch never yells at me like this.
Okay. I'll try to be more like Nooch.
Just at this time.
Yeah, man.
Was that your Nooch impression?
I'm not trying to sound like him. I'm trying to...
To be like him?
In every way.
They keep doing it.
We keep getting phone, like... And I checked. I'm on the do not call list. Yeah. We keep getting phone calls, like sales calls, from numbers that look very similar to our number.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Crazy.
I would say 80% of the phone calls I get are these types of things.
Yeah. It makes me feel like we're getting old. Because I feel like that only happens to old people somehow.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So if this happens and they can test this, this is earth-shattering.
But then what are they going to do?
Here's what they're going to do. I'm going to write this article for the Sports Dump, by the way, what football should look like in 10 years if they want to stay alive.
Robots.
Ooh. Boy, you just trumped it all. Not in the bad way, in the traditional old way. Your idea was better than mine.
Patino, Paterno, Patrino.
You're killing. I gotta say, your attitude is not good, but your other contributions are fine.
Don't care.
I know. See, you're the talent, and you're kind of flaunting it. You're gloating. You're just
all right.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm saying is there's going to be some big changes. Here's what it'll be. No tackle football for anyone until they're like a sophomore in high school. Then you got to play JV as a sophomore. Only juniors and seniors on varsity.
Okay.
Freshmen in college, all freshmen sit out.
Okay.
Then you can still go pro after 3 years, and then that's it. That is cutting at least in half the amount before they get to the pros that they do.
Okay.
Other changes, potentially, removing the face mask, removing a lot of the padding altogether, changing the rules of tackling.
You don't feel as brave in
tackling.
Like
if you leave your feet to tackle someone, that's a penalty or something.
Do you mean if your feet leave the ground?
Yeah. Although
it should be a penalty if you leave your feet, for sure.
That would be amazing force to generate, to jump and
out of your feet.
Yeah. I don't know how that would happen. I guess like you run and you jump like you're doing the long jump, but where your foot hits is like a magnet. So the shoe sticks to that and then your body just
rips away. That's your shoe. That's not your foot.
Well, your foot's in the shoe.
Oh, okay.
So your foot's going to rip off, but within the shoe.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's work on that.
Okay.
If there's any scientists out there listening, don't attempt what we just said. Oh, there's not? Okay. I have a friend who's a scientist.
He's not listening.
Well, not now. We're just recording. Maybe I'll tell him. I'll get him in my car and I'll put it on my radio.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's just my little bit about that.
That's interesting.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I don't like football.
No.
Let's just shut down the whole sport.
It's another reason to not like football.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
I mean, now both my teams are out of it. I have no reason to really watch it on
a
regular basis.
Who are both of your teams?
Nebraska in college and the Giants in the pros. Both are done. Their seasons are done.
Yeah. It's, you know, yeah. It's terrible.
It is. It opens up the weekend, though.
I guess.
For me, it does.
Oh, I gotcha.
Last thing is our local sports news. Peewee or Little Kickers soccer news.
Oh,
I'm coaching this team
assistant coaching.
I'm assistant coaching this team.
Assistant to the coaching.
That's a office bit. Good bit. I still haven't filled out my...
Yeah, you got to get fingerprinted.
I know. The fact that I've coached two seasons without getting fingerprinted.
I feel like last season it was more unofficial.
It was.
Yeah.
This seems fairly equally unofficial.
Well, you were in the picture this year, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In the picture. So I got to get that paperwork in or else I won't get my picture.
Hmm.
I was the only coach to pose for my own individual sports action pose. They weren't really doing them, but I asked the photograph people.
You know, the guy doing the photos for the soccer team.
Yeah.
This is kids. This is like 4 and 5 year olds. Like, I get that's not an easy job.
Sure.
But I could use a lot less, like, yelling at the parents.
Yeah.
Like, he yelled at us because I was standing near him.
Right.
And he's like, well, she's looking at you and not the camera.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, well, what do you want me to do?
Right.
And then... You know, there's the like a drawstring in the kids' shorts.
Yep.
So he was telling the kids to tuck their drawstring in. There was a little boy behind Valerie in line, and he was like, "Will you tuck his in?" And I was like, "No, I don't know him.
Right.
I'm not gonna put my hand in his pants.
No, nobody should do that. Just have the drawstring
out." Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is like, you're not Ann Geddes. We're not gonna put him on a flower pot.
Man, if that's what Ann Geddes looks like. I've been
times
totally
have been tough
misrepresenting her in my imagination, in which I've never really imagined her.
I have.
She does the baby pictures,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You have.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, generally, our daughter's not real responsive to direction, at least in this environment where I am the assistant coach. This is probably my last. Shot at assistant coaching. I'm willing to let her try soccer again without being the coach.
Yeah.
But I don't think being the coach is working.
I don't think any of it is working. I don't think she wants to play. I could be wrong. We'll see. We got, 10 more weeks of this season? We'll find out.
You're right.
And that's okay. That doesn't mean she might not want to play in 2 or 3 or 5 years.
You're right.
But right now, she's just not into it. So many factors. It's at the end of a long school day. It's just tough.
I got to write a book called She's Just Not That Into Soccer.
But she'll be into, and that's the thing too, is like, you don't want to like just zero in on soccer right now.
I got to
like,
buy one of these football robots then.
Let's take a break from soccer. Let's have her try like T-ball or
something. Oh my God, actually she does want to play softball.
Yeah.
She talks about that.
Well,
all right, I'm willing to do that.
Great.
I know more about baseball anyway.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Why am I fighting soccer?
I don't know.
Because I want to play soccer, but then I threw up when I played.
I assume you've told the people about that.
I think so. And if not, I did. I threw up when I played last time. not a good time. The soccer was a good time. The puking,
right.
Bad time.
Yeah.
Good amount of Gatorade come up there.
Ugh.
And then the cops saw me. There were cops. It wasn't like they were at park.
Maybe,
cops,
you know, park. The other time you threw up recently, you'd had a lot of Gatorade. I wonder if you're drinking too much Gatorade.
Well, I had 6 bottles today and I haven't puked yet.
It's just that's why you're sweating so much. You're sweating orange.
But I was drinking yellow.
Well, mixed with your blood.
Oh, my blood is seeping out in my sweat.
Yeah.
That's too much Gatorade. Huh. Oh, my God. My older daughter, the teen, was explaining to us over and over.
Everyone individually.
She gave the same talk about how if you drink too much water, you can die.
Which is true, but it's so much water.
Like 12 gallons of water.
It's so much.
And maybe more. Maybe more.
Yeah. You know, it.
But she was like obsessed with it. Kind of in the way that, you know, a kid's like, oh my God, what if I accidentally drank too much water and died? Oh, anyway, that's not, you can't, you're all right out there, kids.
Drink water.
Drink, hydrate.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I wasn't expecting to have the talk where we take her out of soccer. I mean, she's going to play the rest of the season, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But
we should.
That makes sense.
Wow, I mean,
you
even
heard
if,
it here first, folks.
Even
That's
if we just
news.
Take the spring off, and then we could try again in the fall, maybe.
Here we go.
It's not a big deal.
It's not. You're right.
Yeah.
I feel better about that. Okay. All right. So now what?
I don't know. Has all the anthem stuff already been played out too much on the sports
dump?
Yeah,
it is. It's just...
That's
so ridiculous.
What else is there to talk about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is oversaturated. It is a huge story, but it's like people need... If they want that, they have a million places to find that. All right. I think that's great. I think this is a nice. You're tired. You really contributed. You hammered through.
Patrino.
I know.
Paterno.
We gotta. You can have that. You put that out.
I don't have anything to.
I'll do it on the sports.
Do whatever you want.
And then I'll share it on the sports dump one.
Okay.
Will you tell everyone about the wonderful drink I made you?
It's Perrier lime flavor poured over a washed strawberry.
I call it clean.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's fine. Did you eat the strawberry?
No, I haven't. I didn't think that would be good microphone etiquette.
Why don't you do it? No, this might be weird. I don't want anybody hearing you doing something like that. Oh, no. All right, it's time to stop. We did have music. I'm going to put the Sports Widow music in here at the end. Now we figured... Okay, but we'll put the real music in. All right, thanks for listening.
I'm eating the strawberry.
Good job.